If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To worry for our sons and daughters, that is natural, isn't it?
Yeah. Nothing about what Alice had to deal with is natural.
That beast, that monster in there, it's a part of something that wants to hurt Elle, to kill her.
I don't understand.
To be honest, neither do I. All I know is that thing shouldn't be here, shouldn't be alive. Because it is, it means this still isn't over. I thought I was put here to pay for what I've done. But I might have been put here for some other reason. Maybe I could still help Elle. Even if it's the last thing I do.
You almost sound religious, American.
Religious? I don't know about that. But maybe I should give that prayer thing a try. So if we want to get out of here, we want to get back to Elle and Mikhail, you and me. We're gonna need a miracle.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together forever, we're loving stranger things. It's Stranger Things Forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things Forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Hey now, stranger friends, and welcome to another morning edition of Stranger Things Forever, where we are continuing on with a look back at the massacre at Hawkins Lab, Chapter 7. Today we're going to be talking about minutes 10 to 20. No opening credits in our way this time. It's all Stranger Things action. Well, interesting. Is there action? Is there any action in this 10 minutes? I feel like this entire 10-minute block is set up. It's all, something's going to happen. Get ready. Something's going to happen. It's not going to happen yet, but we're like in the quiet moments where before the craziness happens. Like we are in Hawkins. We start in Hawkins where it's like, you know, quiet moments between for the younger kids. We're in Upside Down Hawkins where it's a quiet moment for the older kids. And then we're over in Russia where it's a quiet moment for our two prisoners. So there's a lot of quiet moments, which is fine because these people need a break. They need a respite. I think that's the proper word because we all know things are going to get crazy for all of them. And to be fair, things are getting crazy for all of us because tomorrow marks 3 weeks. 3 weeks until it's finally here. Until all this rewatching, all the speculation, all the like looking for clues, all the sneak peeks and the previews, it all goes away and we can focus on those first 4 episodes. I've talked about it before, but just to give you a reminder, for Stranger Danger, what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch that first episode by itself, not watch anything else, then get the first episode of Stranger Danger 5 out to you. After that, so I want to watch that first one spoiler-free without any knowledge of what comes next. I'm going to completely avoid any spoilers. Then I'm going to go and watch the other 3 as normal, and then I'll start putting out episodes in a hopefully fairly regular basis. Really, the only deadline I have for getting those 3 episodes out is I want them out before Christmas, because on Christmas, we get three more episodes. That time, I think I just got to watch these things because it's Christmas Day. I don't know how much time we're going to have to podcast on that day, probably zero. But then the next day, I'm on vacation. So that gives me plenty of time to just focus on the important things, which is podcasting about Stranger Things. And I'm sure I'll have time for family. But podcasting about Stranger Things is my number one priority this holiday season. I mean, also, you know, being loving to my wife and spending time with my family. But that's for them. But just between you and me, it's the podcast and it's Stranger Things. And I think it's probably the same for most of you too. But just don't say it out loud because you don't want people to be upset or to look at us like, what are they talking about? It's a TV show. Yeah. Laugh at them on the inside or get enraged with them on the inside. But don't let it out. Just enjoy Christmas or whatever holiday celebration you have with your family. And, you know, make it look good. But really, we're focusing on the podcast. We're focusing on the show. That's what we're doing because we're the Stranger Friends. And we know what we're doing. So no fear. If anyone else is around you listening, yeah, we can't wait for the holidays. Yeah, great. Yeah, sure, whatever. I'm winking now. I don't know if you can hear it. I'm trying to wink. Wait, let's see if I can wink loudly enough you can hear it. No, I'm going to hit. That's just me hitting the microphone with my eye. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about right now, except it's very early. And I'm having coffee, but I don't have to work for another 30 minutes, so I'm all yours. Now, one thing I did want to touch on before getting into the next 10 minutes, because I feel like it is kind of a quiet 10 minutes, so it's going to go by pretty quickly, is that, you know, as we're getting closer, we're seeing more and more tie-ins to brands and products, and I always love seeing products that have been around since the time of Stranger Things, and they are doing like flashbacks and, you know, going old school with their logos or their commercials or their jingles to kind of bring you back to that time in the 80s where Stranger Things is taking place. And most recently, for me at least, I'm seeing that with Gatorade.
Okay, Hawkins, WSQK, the squawk will be right back.
Gatorade is thirsty for that deep down body thirst.
Seriously, I have a code red.
It is a quick, short video. I will put a link to the Gatorade Instagram account, but it shows an old-fashioned radio. It shows a guy, it looks like he's at basketball practice for the Hawkins Tigers, and it is a classic old-fashioned Gatorade commercial with the logo, with this like digital image of like the electrolytes of Gatorade, you know, filling this guy's body. I love the old logos and also the old jingle that I completely forgot. If you told me, do you know the Gatorade jingle? I'd be like, no, I don't know it at all. But the moment it started playing, I was like, for that deep down body thirst, I knew it right away. That's the power of the jingles, you know, that you grew up on. And Gatorade, it's not just that. They have other videos that are Stranger Things related as well. It's another, you know, deep down body thirst. This one's actually takes place in the Hawkins.
Ordinary and extraordinary. It's marked in sweat.
Seems like it's on the Hawkins sports team.
You have already lost.
But Vecna's in the commercial. Got a basketball player, a softball player, a football player.
And Gatorade is no ordinary thirst quencher.
And it shows these high school kids, all high school athletes. I mean, they all look like they're in their 30s. But again, being Stranger Things fans, we are not judging high school kids that might be a little older than they are supposed to be on screen. That's not our place to do that. But these show high school athletes kind of doing regular sports stuff in the Hawkins colors, but then it flipping between like them on the field or on the court and being in the Upside Down. So all these kids have made it to the Upside Down. This last guy kind of looks a little too much like Jason for me to root for him. But then the softball player, we've never seen any of them before, but it's a basketball player, a softball player, and a football player. And, you know, hopefully they all live. But I don't know. They're on the upside down. There's a good solid chance that all three of them are dead now. You never know.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we pick up where we left off in Hawkins. Max, Lucas, and Dustin are on a couch getting the third degree from Powell and Callahan. I don't know if they're getting the third degree, but some of them hold up better to questioning than others, because Dustin's like, to the lake. We went to take a swim, a night swim. And, you know, Dustin's mother's like, Dusty, gets all nervous. And, you know, someone was murdered. It's like, yeah, we realized that when we got there, which is why we didn't swim, Lucas said. Karen, Mrs. Wheeler asks, you know, did they see Nancy? And Dustin says yes. Max says no. Lucas says we're not sure. Like, they basically, you could tell they're lying. And Max, like, you know, they dared me to say that, what they said. And they're like, you're lucky you weren't shot. You know, Mr. Wheeler is very matter of fact. Powell asked if they had any contact with Eddie. And Dustin's like, that freak killer? Oh, no, absolutely not. We have not heard from him in ages. And Eric's like, that's BS. Her parents like yell at her. She's like, don't get mad at me. They're lying. Okay. The whole couch is on fire. Just the facts. Like, she loves saying that line, just the facts. And liar, liar, pants on fire. The whole couch is on fire because they're lying so much. They're like, you can't lie to a policeman. No, no, no. Dustin's like, I never. Like, lying to a cop is a crime. And Ted's like, you know, maybe putting them in a little jail is a good thing. And they're like, are you saying put our kids in jail? He's like, well, you know, and it's not even his kids. None of his kids are there. Where is Holly? Maybe she's roaming around. Maybe she is in the background. She probably is. Nancy, of course, is in the upside down saving the day. And Mike is just on an adventure trying to save his superpowered girlfriend. But other than that, he should worry about these kids, right? So everyone starts talking, everyone starts getting loud, a giant commotion. Finally, Powell just stands up and tells everybody to shut up. We're going to try this a different way. One at a time, he looks at Max, you first. He's like, what? I'm not even in Hellfire. And Callahan's like, do I have to handcuff you? And they take her away. They take her in the other room. They're going to question each kid separately. So, speaking of Nancy, we then go to the upside down where Eddie, Robin, Steve, and Nancy all are. They made it back to Skull Rock. So we're at a familiar setting that we saw where they found Eddie recently. They seem to have evaded all those bats. They seem to be in the clear for now. But Steve stumbles a bit. And at this point, you can see that he is as hairy as Dustin says he is. He stumbled a bit, and you can see this big gash in the side of his waist, almost by where his kidneys would be. I'm not sure exactly, not quite the hip, but up a little higher. And how many of us, me included, thought, A, they're either teasing this, or B, oh my God, Steve is going to at some point succumb to his injuries and die a hero. It seemed like this was starting to be the beginning of the end, because my goodness, they have been threatening Steve's life, or I shouldn't say they've been threatening, as much as people, viewers, fans have all been kind of speculating that Steve is not long for this world. And well, I mean, you never know what's going to happen this season. This season, all bets are off. But Steve stumbles a bit and he says he's fine. They're like, no, no, you're losing blood. Sit, sit, sit. So he sits down and he looks a little woozy, and Robin's like, well, and she does her Robin thing where she goes on a long rant. Like, good news, wooziness is not usually part of, rabies. you know, but if you feel super aggressive or, you know, hallucinations, you know, let me know. If you feel like you want to, you know, punch me or something, he's like, you know, I kind of want to punch you. She's like, okay, you still have your sense of humor. Good, good, good. They have a little laugh between the two of them. Nancy takes some torn cloth, wraps it around Steve's wound. He's like, oh, just do it. It's, like, it's a little tight, but it's okay. And it seems to at least, I don't know if it stemmed the bleeding, but it stopped. It seemed to help a little bit. And you could see what it also helps is the people who love Steve and Nancy together, because they have this little moment where they just kind of look at each other. And it's just another locking eyes moment between the two of them. Meanwhile, Eddie is, he jumps up on this rock and he's like, so this place is like Hawkins, but with monsters and stuff. They're like, yeah, pretty much. And they're like, but watch out for those vines. It's part of a hive mind. It's like, what? All the creepy crawlies here, they're like, you know, they're all one thing. You step on a vine, you're stepping on a bat, you're stepping on Vecna. He's like, oh shit, okay. But then Robin's like, well, wait, so everything in our world is here except for people, right? They're like, yeah, as far as we know. She goes, so theoretically, we can go to the police station, we can grab guns, we can grab grenades, we can grab whatever we need to blow that bat thing up, and they're guarding the gate. And Steve's like, yeah, I doubt they have grenades, but guns, sure. And Nancy, because Nancy's badass, she's like, well, we don't have to go all the way to the police station for guns. I have guns in my bedroom. Of course she does. And they're like, Eddie goes, you, Nancy Wheeler, have guns, plural, in your bedroom. And Robin's like, you know, full of surprises. I just love that. Nancy says the two type of guns she has, I don't even know what they're called, like a Russian thing and something else. And Steve makes a joke. He's like, you almost shot me with that one. And Nancy said, you almost deserved it. And there's a little smile between them. And again, they are just building this little tension between us that has nothing to do with the dangers of the world and just has to do with the dangers of the heart. So Eddie tosses Steve his cutoff, his cut, as they'd call it in Sons of Anarchy, his vest. And he's like, for modesty, dude. So now Steve, shirtless, is putting on a denim vest because, oh, Steve can't possibly get cooler. Well, watch out, kids, because here he comes. So at this point, there's almost like an earthquake. The ground shakes. Everything goes crazy. And they hear roars and everything and lightning and everything's going a little wild. And then it's quiet. And then Eddie's like, so guns seem like a pretty good idea, right? They're like, yep, let's go. So they head off to the Wheeler house in the Upside Down, which we've never seen, right? When you think about it, in the Upside Down, we see a lot of fields. We've seen, like where have we actually hung out in the Upside Down? I don't even know how much, because we've seen stuff. We've been there. It's a lot of Will, downtown stuff. But as far as inside houses, I don't remember. I know we saw the school outside the school with the Mind Flayer. Ooh, remember that? Was that the best ending to a season? Oh, it was so good. Well, maybe not the best, but it was great. It was one of my favorites, endings, because you're like, it ain't over yet, kids. So they head off and we leave Hawkins for the remainder of this 10 minutes. And we go all the way, speaking of a Russian gun, we go all the way to Mother Russia. That's where we get to. So I've been calling him Antonov all this time. And I'm like, it didn't sound right. Well, it is right technically, but it says last name because Dmitry is his first name. What's wrong with me? He goes from Enzo to Antonov to Dmitry. I like Dmitry better. It's easier to say, and it's a classier. I don't know if it's a more romantic name. Dmitry, come here. Yes, now I sound like Dracula. I'm going back to that voice again. So Dmitry and Hopper are in the cell, and Hopper's like, what do you think the odds of, you know, this crazy thing we do now? He's like, oh, I don't know, 1,000 to 1. And he says, even if somehow we kill the beast, we have to figure out how to escape. You know, we fail there, they're not going to throw us back in a cell. They're going to shoot us. Hopper's like, yeah, but we die monster slayers, right? You'll be a legend. He goes, I'll still be a traitor. He's like, monster slayer trumps traitor. I bet Mikhail will be impressed with his dad. And he's like, oh, no. If he finds that out, he'll be like, oh, I bet the American did most of the monster slaying. So they have a little laugh. They talk. They basically share that they're how they're both dads and how they're both dealing with teenage kids. And he's like, is it the same with you and your daughter? And Hopper says, the last time I was with Elle, she wanted nothing to do with me. And hearing that line after, you know, reading recent articles, I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. He's like, I was just in her way. But I think back and, you know, it's the exact same way I was with my dad. You know, maybe we're hardwired to reject our fathers so that we can grow and become something and become into our own. And hopefully that's what she's doing now, coming into her own. Dimitri's like, you know, we worry about our kids. That's very natural. And Hopper's like, yeah, but nothing that Elle has had to deal with is natural. And that's the clip I played at the beginning. You know, that beast in there, that monster, it's part of something that wants to kill her. But he's like, but she's not here. He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, I don't understand. He goes, well, the truth is, I don't really either, but I know that this monster, it shouldn't be here. It shouldn't be alive. And if it is, that means it's still not over. So he doesn't know what's going on in the rest of the world. He thinks maybe it's all done. He dealt mainly with Russians and closing that gate. But the fact that there's still a Demogorgon, he's like, well, maybe there's an issue. Because as far as Hopper is concerned right now, Eleven is hanging out in high school and just, you know, dealing with, you know, normal high school things. But it couldn't be any further from the truth. And just thinking about high school with Elle made me think of something really weird. I don't know if it was last night or the night before, a dream or something, where it was like a promo or something, and Eleven was dealing with Angela again. There's no chance that happens, right? I mean, there's no chance there's going back to California or anything. They're back in Hawkins. That is the furthest anything that could happen. But I was like, I think I was in my dream. I was like, oh, she's back. No, that doesn't make any sense. That is hilarious. And I'd never even thought of that until just now, thinking about what Hopper thinks Eleven is up to right now, which, of course, not quite. In fact, if he knew what she was doing, he would be pissed. Hopper then goes on to say, you know, I used to think I was here. It's my purgatory, you know, for my sins. But now maybe I'm here for another reason. Maybe I can still help her, even if it's the last thing I do. Dimitri says, you almost sound religious. He's like, religious? I don't know about that. But he says, he says something like, if we want to get out of here, if we want to get back to our kids, we're going to need a miracle. Then they show a close-up of the door that's hiding the Demogorgon. You can kind of hear a little bit of a roar. Then we cut to a car. That's it. That is it. I believe what that car is the miracle that they're looking for. But who knows? I don't know, because that's the end of the 10 minutes. But what did we learn here? Well, we learned that, in Hawkins, we learned that the police feel like Max, Dustin, and Lucas know more than they're saying. So they're questioning each of them separately. Erica knows they know more than they're saying, but she is on their side. So I feel like she should be a little more on the down low and not be so confrontational with them, but she can't help it. It's Lucas, and she has to be that way with her brother. In the other side, on the upside down of Hawkins, we realize that our four heroes, the older kids, know where they are, know that they're in the upside down, know that there's another version of Hawkins down there. So they're going to use that to their advantage and go get some guns. Steve, he's a little woozy, but he says he's going to be okay. I have faith. I hope he will be okay as well. And then over in Russia, Dimitri, that's his name now and forevermore, Dimitri and Hopper have a little quiet moment where they're talking about their kids. And Hopper says, you know, how Elle doesn't really want to be with him the last time they saw each other, but hopefully she's doing okay. And hopefully his last thing, if it's the last thing he ever does, is can help her by killing this monster here. And he says, but, you know, if we want to do that and get out of here, we're going to need a little bit of a miracle. And we just might see that miracle driving up as the 10 minutes come to an end. So that's it. The next 10 minutes are done of the massacre at Hawkins Lab. And I will be back this evening to talk about it again, because that's the plan this week. Two episodes a day for the entire week to get Massacre at Hawkins Lab done. as quickly as possible because we are getting closer and closer and closer. So happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great Tuesday. I'll talk to you tonight. Hope you have a great day until I talk to you this evening. But until then, follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. We have a Facebook page called Fans Not Experts, a YouTube channel called Fans Not Experts. And if you go to fansnotexperts.com, you can see Stranger Danger and every other podcast I work on. But if you're only interested in Stranger Danger, just go to strangerdangerpodcast.com. It's just that easy. Tell a friend. Tell two. Then tell three enemies. You know you have enemies. Just tell them all about it. The more, the merrier. We can all be stranger friends. I will talk to you tonight. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And remember, it is people like you and people like me. We are the ones who will keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.